Nature supplemented the Bible. Spread out before him was the great library of God's created works. He who had made all things studied the lessons his own hand had written in earth and sea and sky. He gathered stores of scientific knowledge from nature, from plants, animals, and man. The parables by which he loved to teach lessons of truth show how he gathered spiritual teaching from nature and the surroundings of his daily life. As Jesus was trying to understand the reason of things, heavenly beings were his attendants. From the first dawning of intelligence, he was constantly growing in spiritual grace and knowledge of truth. Every child may gain knowledge as Jesus did. As we try to become acquainted with our Heavenly Father, angels will draw near, our minds will be strengthened, our characters elevated and refined. We shall become more like our Savior. And as we behold the beautiful and grand in nature, our affections go out after God. The spirit is awed, the soul invigorated by coming in contact with the infinite through His works. Communion with God through prayer develops the mental and moral faculties. While Jesus was a child, he thought and spoke as a child, but no trace of sin marred the image of God within him. Yet he was not exempt from temptation. The inhabitants of Nazareth were proverbial for their wickedness. See, it was necessary for Jesus to be constantly on guard in order to preserve his purity. He was subject to all the conflicts we have to meet, that he might be an example to us in childhood, youth, and manhood. From his earliest years, Jesus was guarded by heavenly angels, yet his life was one long struggle against the powers of darkness. The prince of darkness left no means untried to ensnare Jesus with temptation. Jesus was familiar with poverty, self-denial, and privation. This experience was a safeguard to him. No aimless hours opened the way for corrupting associations. Neither gain nor pleasure, applause nor censure, could induce him to consent to a wrong act. Christ, the only sinless one who ever dwelt on earth, for nearly 30 years lived among the wicked inhabitants of Nazareth. This fact is a rebuke to those who think themselves dependent upon place, fortune, or prosperity, to live a blameless life.